I'm Tom Rowe in the WGXC newsroom in Accra with the WGXC news update. Go to the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about any of these stories. Andrea Macko in Porcupine Soup reports that on November 30th, Governor Kathy Hochul announced that construction has begun on the 339-mile underground Champlain-Hudson Power Express transmission line that will bring electricity from hydropower from Canada to New York City. Local communities get some of the money, and a risk of environmental accidents. Locally, the transmission line mostly runs along the CSX Railroad right-of-way and passes through Bethlehem, Ravenna, Queens, New Baltimore, Coxsackie, and Catskill, and then into the Hudson River. While there are environmental risks locally, the project supplies 1,250 megawatts of clean energy to New York City, enough to power over 1 million homes. Hochul's office says that will reduce carbon emissions by 37 million metric tons statewide, the equivalent of taking over 500,000 cars off the road every year. The Greene County Industrial Development Agency awarded the project tax breaks, and the project will bring $15.7 million for Greene County, $3.1 million for the town of New Baltimore, $1.9 million for the town of Coxsackie, $1.7 million for the village of Coxsackie, $1.2 million for the town of Athens, $4.3 million for the town of Catskill, and $2.1 million for the village of Catskill. The Coxsackie-Athens Central School District would receive $29.5 million, while the Catskill Central School District is getting $27.5 million. The Riverkeeper Environmental Group is not enthused about the project. Quote, "This destructive project raises numerous concerns. There are better alternatives that have lesser impacts and far greater benefits. The CHPE project fails to meet the most basic requirement of a clean energy project because it will not directly reduce greenhouse gas emissions, and it will continue to emit greenhouse gases after 2040 when New York's climate law requires the electric grid to be emissions free," unquote, a Riverkeeper statement says. Quote, "Adding insult to injury, this project would take up to billions of dollars in taxpayer subsidies that should be paid to a project that would reduce greenhouse gas emissions," unquote. Construction on the transmission line is expected to be complete in 2026. Read more about the story at Porcupine Soup. Mid-Hudson News reports that Dutchess County Legislature Chair Greg Pulver, a Republican from Pine Plains, says he will end his campaign for Dutchess County Executive if former State Senator Sue Cirino decides to run for the seat. Quote, "I absolutely endorse Sue Cirino," unquote, Pulver said of his fellow Republican. Quote, "She is a proven leader and a very respected across all of Dutchess County and is the only candidate that I would set aside my own run for," unquote. Cirino recently lost her Senate seat to Democrat Michelle Hinchey after redistricting pitted the two incumbents against each other. The Dutchess County Executive seat is open because the incumbent, Mark Molinaro, was elected to the 19th Congressional District in this fall's voting. Cirino, so far, is unsure about running to lead the county. Quote, "Right now, after 8 years in the Senate, I am going to spend some time relaxing with family and friends," unquote, she said. Quote, "Several people have asked me to run for the seat, but it's too early to make that decision," unquote. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com. Diane Valden reports in the Columbia paper that while the towns of Stockport, Canaan, and New Lebanon have all postponed their revaluations of property values to wait for an inflation reduction, Ankrum town board members voted November 17th to move ahead with their revaluation. Quote, "I don't see it. In my opinion, by holding off a year, you may not see a difference," unquote, between doing the reval in 2023 or waiting until 2024, said Columbia County Real Property Tax Service Agency Director Suzette Boy. Ankrum town assessor Renee DeLu favored postponing the reevaluations. Quote, "Let's wait till 2024 and see what the market does," unquote, DeLu said. Councilmember Amy Gold said she has heard worries from constituents about the recent higher than normal sales prices and, quote, "they fear their taxes will go through the roof," unquote. Supervisor Art Basson, councilmembers David Boyce, Hugh Clark, and Bonnie Hunt voted yes to hold the 2023 reval as scheduled, while councilmember Gold voted no. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. And read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org.